This Morning, America's First News, starts right after this.
How would you love a chance to save some money on car insurance? GEICO can help. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote and get started seeing how much you could save.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News, This Morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Fugitives caught. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka, on this Tuesday, May 10th. Thanks for joining us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
An Alabama corrections officer on the run with an inmate for more than a week has died following a police chase in Indiana.
Congress appears set to rush through an additional $40 billion in aid for Ukraine, but it will not include more COVID money.
More selling on Wall Street. Stocks have now slipped to their lowest level of the year.
And the new challenge for corporate activists, abortion.
The report of a forthcoming Roe v. Wade decision is going to supercharge this, and companies are going to face a lot of pressure from their own employees or from the media, from activists, from shareholders, customers, to take a stand on this.
Lachlan Marquet at Axios on companies tackling another tricky social and political issue. The Alabama corrections officer who escaped with an inmate from prison and evaded authorities for more than a week has died after the fugitives were taken into custody. Authorities say 56-year-old Vicky White killed herself with a gun after the two were captured following a car crash yesterday in Evansville, Indiana. 38-year-old Casey White, no relation, surrendered without incident. Rick Singleton is sheriff of Lauderdale County, Alabama.
We got a dangerous man off the street today. He is never going to see the light of day again. And that's a good thing for not just our community, but that's a good thing for this country.
Vicky White told her colleagues April 29th that she was taking Mr. White to the courthouse for a mental health evaluation, but there was not one scheduled. By the afternoon, both were missing. Casey White was serving a 75-year prison sentence for kidnapping and attempted murder. Sheriff Singleton says Mr. White will stay in handcuffs and shackles while alone in a cell once he's returned to the Alabama jail from Indiana. The bleeding on Wall Street continues amid the most brutal market sell-off in years. The major U.S. stock indexes found new lows for 2022. Other assets like oil and Bitcoin tumbled as well. The Dow Industrials coughed up 2%, the S&P 500 dropped 3.2%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ spiraled 4.3%. We get more from this morning's Mike Gavin.
Shares of everything from manufacturers to banks to even energy producers ended the day lower. Facebook parent Meta Platforms fell 3.7%, while Amazon lost 5.2%. Apple shed 3.3%. Tech stocks have been especially hit hard by this year's selling because rising interest rates have made many investors reluctant to put money in parts of the market that look expensive. Industrial stocks took a hit as well. Caterpillar fell nearly 4%, while Boeing lost an eye-popping 10.5%. Gordon.
Thank you, Mike. Few believe a recession is imminent, by the way. The labor market has continued to add jobs at a rapid clip. Wages are climbing, and the unemployment rate remains near a 50-year low. But economists say there is a growing probability of a slowdown in the coming year. Time now for a business update, and it's brought to you by Indeed. Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. The Supreme Court's forthcoming abortion ruling will put corporate America in a vice, squeezed between employees pressuring companies to speak out and state governments that might punish them if they do. Insight from Lachlan Marquet, politics reporter at Axios. Lachlan, what are you hearing?
So, these companies are facing immense pressure externally, but mostly internally, largely from their own employees, to be more engaged and more outspoken on some of these really hot button issues. Recently, we've seen education policy fights at the state level, voting rights, racial equity, things along those lines. The report of a forthcoming Roe v. Wade decision is going to supercharge this, and companies are going to face a lot of pressure from their own employees or from the media, from activists, from shareholders, customers, to take a stand on this. And they're facing this decision of, you know, what can I do to satisfy all of these stakeholders without running afoul of 50% of the political spectrum, and specifically the lawmakers that I need to maintain a good relationship with to do business at the state and sometimes at the national level.
Yeah. All right. So some companies are already speaking out or taking some sort of action here. Who's done what so far?
Yeah. So you saw, you know, Amazon sort of led the way. They came out and said that they didn't actually specifically mention the Roe v. Wade decision, but they said they'd be offering an additional, essentially a medical stipend for employees to travel across state lines to get medical care. So that was, you know, sending the signal that, you know, we'll make sure that our employees who are in states that, you know, are going to be cracking down on abortion post Roe v. Wade, we'll make sure that they can, you know, go elsewhere, go across state lines if they feel they need that sort of care. Other companies have done similar things, Citi, Apple, Yelp. So those are sort of the leaders here. But I think it's been remarkable, you know, and you have to understand, we don't actually know what the specific final decision will look like. So I think some folks are sort of keeping their powder dry. But I don't think you've seen the rush to speak out publicly that you had in the past when some of these really hot button issues came to the fore.
Hmm. We're speaking with Lachlan Marquet, political reporter at Axios. His story is called Abortion Challenges Corporate America's Political Activism. Some companies, you said, have taken a quieter approach so far. That means what?
Well, some of these recent experiences, in particular, you know, a lot of the folks we talked with mentioned the case of Disney in Florida. You know, they took a very forceful stand against a law essentially restricting sex education for elementary school students. And that was a big priority of the state Republican Party and of Governor Ron DeSantis. And it immediately became a national flashpoint on this issue. And Disney, in Republicans' eyes, became the villain here. And what ended up happening is they got this huge state tax break stripped from them. The fight is still going on, but you know, the retribution from state Republicans was swift and severe. And that really raised red flags. It set off alarm bells, to mix metaphors, for a lot of companies around the country. You know, perhaps ones who are doing business in major business destinations like Florida or Texas, or you know, states that are taking a more conservative tack politically. And it has a lot of these companies thinking, you know, is the value of speaking out on these issues, whether it's out of our own personal corporate values or, you know, pressure we're getting from some stakeholder, is that worth it, you know, risking sort of retribution from significant chunks of lawmakers and really, you know, a larger political movement nationally?
Yeah. And how does all that tie in this era of such a tight labor market?
Yeah, you know, obviously it's really tough for a lot of companies to find employees right now, and when they find them, they really need to hang on to them. It's a business imperative. So, you know, I mentioned earlier in the call that you know, a lot of the pressure is coming from employees. When you have a younger, more highly educated white-collar workforce, as we do in this country, it's growing increasingly younger and more highly educated as more sort of Gen Zers enter the workforce. There is increasing pressure from those employees to be taking stands on this. So, you know, a company that feels that the backlash is going to be too intense and they're going to stay mum on it is risking a decent chunk of their employees saying, well, I can't work at this company anymore, or, you know, I can't work at an office based in this state anymore. And of course, you have a lot of companies trying to resume in-person work right now. So it's a sort of confluence of factors that's really making this decision much more difficult for a lot of companies.
Thanks, Lachlan. Lachlan Marquet, politics reporter at Axios. Coming up next, more money for Ukraine. Dell Technologies wants to celebrate all your hard work with these Small Business Month specials. Get great value offers on powerful laptops, desktops, and servers with Windows 11 Pro starting at $499, plus top monitors and docks, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. It's the perfect time to upgrade so you and your team can stay secure from anywhere. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to refresh your business tech with these Small Business Month specials. Dell recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Thanks for spending time with us, and welcome into Tuesday. Congressional Democrats agreed to rush nearly $40 billion in additional aid for Ukraine. The House could pass the plan as soon as today. It exceeds President Biden's request last month for $33 billion. Senate leaders said they were also prepared to move quickly. A proposal for additional COVID-19-related funding, which some Democrats had wanted to combine with the emergency Ukraine funding, will now be considered separately. The new proposal includes an additional $3.4 billion for military aid and $3.4 billion in humanitarian aid. Separately, President Biden has signed legislation that revives the Lend-Lease Act, a program from World War II that helped defeat Hitler's Germany by allowing Washington to lend or lease military equipment to allies more quickly.
I'm signing a bill that provides another important tool in our efforts to support the government of Ukraine and the Ukrainian people in their fight to defend their country and their democracy against Putin's brutal war.
In this case, the measure will help Poland and other Eastern European countries as well as Ukraine. 20 minutes now after the hour on this morning. Here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
A former Alabama jail official on the run with a murder suspect. She was accused of helping escape, shot and killed herself Monday as authorities caught up with the pair after more than a week of searching. The man she fled with surrendered. The two fugitives, 56-year-old Vicky White and 38-year-old Casey White, were caught in Indiana following a manhunt through three states. Lauderdale, Alabama County Sheriff Rick Singleton.
This has ended a very long and stressful and challenging week and a half. It ended the way that we knew it would. They are in custody.
Casey White, who was awaiting a trial in a capital murder case, gave himself up. Vicky White shot herself and died from her injuries.
Number two.
Samples extracted from three American tourists who died at a resort in the Bahamas under mysterious circumstances have been sent to a lab in the U.S. to expedite results and help authorities understand what happened. Bahamas Police Commissioner Paul Roll.
The pathologist has extracted samples from all of the persons, and our forensic scientists have collected those samples for examination.
The victims have been identified as 68-year-old Michael Phillips and his 65-year-old wife Robbie of Tennessee and 64-year-old Vincent Chiarella of Florida. Chiarella's wife remains in serious condition. Their bodies were found Friday at a resort where the couples had been staying in two separate villas. The world is creeping closer to the warming threshold international agreements are trying to prevent, with nearly a 50-50 chance that Earth will temporarily hit that temperature mark within the next 5 years. A team of 11 different forecast centers also say there's a 93% chance the world will set a record for hottest year by the end of 2026. A new record in the art world. Christie says Andy Warhol's iconic 1964 portrait of actress Marilyn Monroe has sold for $195 million. The Monroe portrait also became the second most expensive auction piece of art, trailing only Leonardo da Vinci's Salvador Mundi, which sold for $450 million in 2017.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jen. Coming up next, the type of consumer loan that is back.
Innovation. Resilience. Agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Thanks for being with us. A type of consumer loan that fell out of favor in the pandemic's early months is popular again. More about the trend from Anna Maria Andriotis, consumer lending reporter at The Wall Street Journal. Anna Maria, what's happening?
Personal loan originations have risen significantly. It's a pretty big turnaround from what was playing out early on in the pandemic. So last year, personal loan originations totaled about $222 billion. That was up 31% from a year earlier, up 22% from pre-pandemic levels in 2019. And it is the highest level for a full year going back to at least 2011. This is all according to credit reporting firm Experience data.
And generally speaking, what are people using this money for?
Okay, so personal loans are used for a variety of things. It can often be for consolidating credit card debt. paying for home renovations, taking vacations. It's really, for the most part, at the discretion of the consumer. Generally, how they work is that the consumer applies for this loan, and if approved, they get the lump sum, the full amount of it, deposited into their bank account by the lender, and then the consumer can use it for the most part as they please, and then they have monthly payments that they have to make to that lender. There's a fixed end date. There's usually a fixed interest rate. Mm-hmm. And so these loans, when the pandemic began, there was a big pullback on new originations of those loans. And one of the big reasons for that is because, unlike mortgages and car loans, personal loans are unsecured in most cases. What that means is that if a consumer doesn't pay their loan, there isn't an asset like a car or a house that lenders can go after. So when unemployment shot up early on in the pandemic, and there was a concern about widespread loan losses and missed payments that would arise from that, lenders pulled back sharply on these loans.
Yeah. We're speaking with Anna Maria Andriotis, consumer lending reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Her story is called Personal Loans Are Back After an Early Pandemic Slump. We've seen, too, I think you said in your story, an increase in solicitations from lenders, banks, and others.
That's right. So during the first quarter of this year, lenders mailed out 564 million personal loan solicitations to consumers in the U.S. That's up 77% from the same period a year earlier.
Wow.
What we're basically seeing here is that a lot of what's going on with the increase in personal loan originations is happening. Really, the starting point is lenders seeking out consumers who would be interested in signing up for these loans. There's a lot of supply right now of these loans from lenders. Lenders who have the appetite, both banks and fintech lenders, to originate these loans. The reason for that, the main driver behind that, is first of all the concern early on in the pandemic about a spike in missed payments never actually materialized. Separately, lenders are looking to build out their loan books further. It wasn't only personal loans that they pulled back on. There were many other forms of consumer debt that lenders tightened underwriting standards on, that demand for new originations among consumers fell for. So essentially what's going on is lenders are trying to build back. And personal loans is one area where they're going pretty aggressive with regards to seeking out consumers.
Anna Maria Andriotis, consumer lending reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Want to eat healthier, but every supplement you've ever tried seems like the better it is for you, the worse it tastes? Then you have to try AG1 from Athletic Greens. I started taking AG1 because I wanted more energy and better gut health. What I didn't expect, the taste is better than any supplement I've ever had. I drink it, like it says, before anything else when I wake up. I guzzle those 8 to 10 ounces before my coffee and start my day knowing I've already gotten the recommended daily intake of all the good fruits and veggies. There's definitely a mental boost knowing you've started the day off on the right foot. I tackle the day now with more confidence and energy. AG1, by the way, is not only lifestyle friendly, it's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. Try AG1. I love this product. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Gordon. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Gordon to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. athleticgreens.com/Gordon.
Your brain's morning workout. You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Tuesday, May 10. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koschenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. A fugitive Alabama corrections official has taken her own life after being captured with an inmate. Congress plans billions more in aid for Ukraine. White House is cautioning against violence after demonstrations at the homes of Supreme Court justices. The newest White House press secretary has previously claimed on Twitter that the 2016 election was stolen from Hillary Clinton. the IRS is now paying 4% interest to individual tax filers still waiting for refunds. And the man giving away cash at a New Jersey mall. That story in about 20 minutes. Well, you've been hearing this for some time now. Inflation is at the highest level in four decades. However, how you experience it can vary greatly depending on what you eat, how much you travel, and your other spending habits. Ben Castleman, economics reporter at the New York Times, examined ways to estimate your personal inflation rate. Ben, how do we figure it?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, we all know inflation is at a 40-year high, right? The CPI in March was up 8.5% from a year earlier. But that's an average. And, you know, depending on your specific spending patterns, you could experience much faster or much slower inflation than that, if depending on whether you bought a car, depending on how much you drive, depending on how you heat your home. And so we wanted to kind of drive home that, you know, those averages obscure a lot of variation under the surface.
Yeah. So, for example, the cost of fuel way up, but, you know, if you don't drive that much, you've got an electric vehicle, maybe you're not that impacted.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm a classic example of this, right? I live in Brooklyn. I don't own a car. I don't drive much. I don't have to pay for my heating bill, et cetera. And so my rate of inflation is a lot lower than, you know, my in-laws who live in a rural area. They drive all the time, need to replace the car more frequently. You know, those costs make a really big difference to, you know, how much inflation you're experiencing.
Yeah. But as you point out, if you're a clothes junkie, you might only be paying 2.5%. But if you buy a ton of clothes, I guess it starts to add up.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, is the way our inflation rate is calculated is based on averages of how much the population as a whole spends on different things. So, yeah, I mean, you know, the average household spends 2.5% on clothes, but you might spend much more than that. You might spend much less than that, and you know, then you're going to experience a different rate of inflation.
We're speaking with Ben Castleman, economics reporter at the New York Times. They've got a piece running called "What's Your Rate of Inflation?" How about factoring in where and what you eat?
Yeah, I mean, so if you, and this is a little bit surprising, I think, in some ways, grocery prices are up significantly more than restaurant prices over the last year. So obviously, even though you're going to save money by eating in terms of inflation, if you're somebody who eats out all the time, you're actually probably experiencing a little bit less inflation. Meat prices are also way up, as anybody who's bought meat recently knows. And so, you know, hey, if you're a vegetarian or better yet a vegan, you're probably experiencing a little bit of less inflation than the carnivores out there.
What about factoring in paying for school, all kinds of school, as you mapped out?
Yeah, so this is, you know, a funny thing that I think helps illustrate, you know, so what's a little bit, tricky about thinking about individual rates of inflation. Private school, daycare, college, obviously enormous expenses for any household that's paying for those things. But they have not gone up as much in price as, you know, meat or as gas, some of these other things we're talking about. And so from a straight understanding how much your cost of living has gone up standpoint, you're actually experiencing less inflation if you're paying for those things, even though obviously it's a huge chunk out of your budget.
Yeah. I was trying to map out by using all your drop-down boxes who's experienced the least inflation, right? And it generally comes down to you didn't buy a car, maybe you have an electric car you never drive, you don't vacation, you're a vegetarian, right? All these things, and you could keep it to around maybe 5.5%. Who's paying the most, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, it's no surprise here, right? Somebody who's bought a car, who spends a lot on fuel, both for their home and for their car, you know, they're going to experience the most. What that means, of course, is that it's really biting people who are living in rural areas, who have to drive a ton. And of course, those are things that in many cases you can't avoid very well. You know, maybe you could choose to put off buying the car for a little bit, but, you probably can't put off the trip to the grocery store. You probably can't put off the daily commute. And so, you know, those are things that are pretty tough to get away from.
Thanks, Ben. That is Ben Castleman, economics reporter at the New York Times. By the way, President Biden today expected to outline a plan to lower costs for American families and tackle historic inflation. Coming up next, how to own a terrible review on TripAdvisor. Dell Technologies wants to celebrate all your hard work with these Small Business Month specials. Get great value offers on powerful laptops, desktops, and servers with Windows 11 Pro starting at $499, plus top monitors and docks, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. It's the perfect time to upgrade so you and your team can stay secure from anywhere. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to refresh your business tech with these Small Business Month specials. Dell recommends Windows 11 Pro for business.
Today's Mic Drop is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, glad you're with us. Welcome into Tuesday. It's time now for the Mic Drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, every small business knows how important online reviews can be, and no matter how hard you try, there's always going to be somebody who wasn't happy with their experience at your shop. One Italian restaurant in the UK got a really bad review recently from a customer, and instead of trying to hide from it, they owned it in the most public way possible. According to The Mirror, a female user wrote about Mario House on TripAdvisor that their coffee was the worst she's ever had in her life. Soon after, a chalkboard appeared on the sidewalk outside the restaurant that reads, "Come in and try the worst coffee one woman on TripAdvisor had in her life." The restaurant posted pictures of the sign on Facebook and got back lots of positive responses from users, including praise for the much maligned coffee.
Love that. That's well played by the coffee shop. Well played by the restaurant.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
They don't shy away. I was on their Facebook page. They don't shy away from comments. They solicit comments from people all day. They're like, your feedback is good for us. We want to have all your feedback. So, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, they want to hear about all of it.
To be clear, and this is well played, this is a well-calculated risk.
Yeah.
Because the woman didn't offer any specifics.
Right.
You know, she didn't say, oh, they promised a Colombian bean and this is a California bean or something like that. There were no specifics. You couldn't do that if you were an Airbnb when somebody had complained about roaches.
Right.
Stay in our place where we have the biggest roaches you've ever seen. I mean, it doesn't work that way.
Right. So it's an Italian restaurant, so coffee's a very small part of what they do, right?
Okay.
So what that does for me, I think, is if I'm going to go there and eat food anyway, I'm going to probably get coffee, even though I wasn't going to get coffee.
Yeah.
I might get coffee just to taste the coffee.
Right.
Because they said the coffee was so bad, so they'll make an extra dollar that way.
Right, and you're probably picking up dessert to have with that coffee, so
right, there you go. I think it's working out well for them. And if you're going to steal a piece of mechanical equipment, you at least want to know if it's in good working order before you make off with it. That's what one alleged thief in Texas wanted to do and even managed to save his victim some work in the process. Police in Port Arthur say a man went into a person's yard and took a lawnmower out of a building without permission. But instead of immediately leaving the yard, he stayed to mow the lawn to make sure the mower was in good condition. According to surveillance footage posted by the department on Facebook, the man mowed both the front and back yards of the home, then left while dragging the mower behind him. All that due diligence didn't pay off, however, since he wound up ditching the mower in a nearby alley, then escaping from police. A warrant was issued for the mower thief's arrest.
Whoa, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, a lot of work, and, wasn't the smartest plan because he did it at night. I don't know if you saw the video, but he was doing this at night. So anybody who drives by, you know, kind of seeing this person mowing at night might think there's something's a little weird here.
Yeah, I know what was weird about it. This was a person's attempt, I think, to get sober.
Okay.
Yeah, or come down from a high.
Nervous energy, that kind of thing. Just had to work it out somehow.
Yeah, let me just go mow somebody's lawn. Let me break into a shed or whatever, pull out the mower.
I mean, I guess, if you're going to do that, that's the best way to do it. Help somebody out by mowing their lawn, right? I mean, there are much worse ways to have that happen, for sure.
That is weird. Thank you, Mike. Coming up next, does driving in eco mode really save on gas? High interest debt can put you into a financial hole, and a lot of people are too embarrassed to ask for help. That's where Upstart comes in. Upstart can help you get one fixed monthly payment with a clear payoff date, whether it's for paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses. You can even receive funds in as fast as one business day, from $1,000 to $50,000. And checking your rate at Upstart has to be the easiest process ever invented. The questions are simple, the drop-down boxes are user-friendly, and the application took less than 5 minutes. In addition, all your responses are encrypted and do not affect your credit score, so you have complete security and privacy. Don't wait. Check your rate today at upstart.com/Gordon. That's upstart.com/Gordon to check your rate today. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Again, upstart.com/Gordon. Glad you could be with us. Welcome into Tuesday. One way to help squeeze every mile out of a gallon of fuel, given today's gas prices, is to use your vehicle's economy mode if it's equipped with one. But how does it work? Mark Phelan, who reviews vehicles for the Detroit Free Press, says some software modifies when automatic transmissions shift gears and increases the stiffness of the accelerator pedal. That means it takes more effort to press it to the floor and can encourage more moderate driving. Automakers don't say how much drivers might save. Hyundai, back in 2015, made a rare calculation by guessing up to 7%. Elsewhere, Honda slightly reduces energy used for air conditioning power, and some Toyota models reduce power for heating, air conditioning, and seat warmers. Mr. Phelan says a driver can consciously mirror a lot of what an eco mode does, but the software's electronic nudges make it easier. In the end, he says, it all depends on the driver. He says a driver with a lead foot can ruin any vehicle's fuel economy. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on this morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koschenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
President Biden is shifting course in his quest to pass a $33 billion emergency funding package for Ukraine. He had recommended that Congress take action on funding for COVID as part of the Ukraine supplemental bill. But after Republicans said they wouldn't support the COVID money, Biden is no longer linking the two funding requests.
The cost of the fight is not cheap. But caving to aggression is even more costly.
Democratic leaders in Congress say they are prepared to move quickly on a standalone Ukraine bill. It's expected to pass with bipartisan support.
Number two.
The corrections officer who escaped with an inmate from an Alabama prison and evaded authorities for more than a week has died after the fugitives were taken into custody Monday. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton says former corrections officer Vicky White and inmate Casey White were arrested after a police chase and subsequent car wreck in Evansville, Indiana.
Casey White was driving that vehicle. Vicky White was a passenger. During the pursuit, the pickup truck wrecked. Casey White surrendered.
Vicky White shot herself after U.S. officials stopped the car. She died from her injuries.
Number three.
The Senate has passed legislation to beef up security for Supreme Court justices, ensuring they and their families are protected. As the court deliberates abortion access and whether to overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision, the passage came as demonstrations that started on the steps of the Supreme Court shifted to the lawns of justices themselves. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the White House condemns violence, threats, or vandalism.
We do believe in peaceful protests. We do not believe in or support any intimidation of any kind.
The Senate legislation is a technical change that allows Supreme Court law enforcement to provide around-the-clock security to immediate family members. The country's top hotel is a popular spot for celebrities, the Mark Hotel in New York City. That's number one on TripAdvisor's annual Choice Awards. TripAdvisor says the Mark Hotel is housed in a beautiful 1927 landmark building, but inside it has been completely reimagined and given a new life and identity for the 21st century. Other top U.S. hotels include Hotel Jerome in Aspen, Trump International in D.C., The Lodge in Hawley, Pennsylvania, and the Mint House at 70 Pine in New York City.
You can find me next door at the Holiday Inn Express. I'll meet you for lunch.
All right.
Thanks, Jen.
Innovation. Resilience. Agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Glad you're with us. Shoppers at a mall in New Jersey were surprised by a mystery benefactor throwing fistfuls of cash over a walkway railing near the food court Sunday afternoon while yelling, "Happy Mother's Day." Sarah Mostafa caught the excitement around lunchtime while visiting Freehold Raceway Mall with her sisters.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Happy Mother's Day. She told NJ.com she was waiting in line at a Starbucks in the middle of the mall's first floor main corridor when she heard a commotion from the second floor above and saw a man tossing fistfuls of cash to shoppers below. Once he'd given away all the cash in his bag, the man gave a wave and went on his way. Miss Mustafa said it was like a Santa Claus moment. She said a woman standing next to her in Starbucks said the man is known for tossing the cash a few times a year on holidays. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. How would you love a chance to save some money on car insurance? GEICO can help. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote and get started seeing how much you could save.